On the phone is Henry Haught. Henry is a spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office, and I'm guessing, Henry, it's been a very big day for you.
It has been, Lisa, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your show.
Thank you. Lots of questions will come in at 312-981-7200. And we're going to start out with one, Henry, because, of course, the Secretary of State's office made an announcement that those offices that are open Monday through Friday would open today. Those that are open Tuesday through Saturday will open tomorrow. So we expect the lines to be long, right?
Well, we've had a heavy customer volume, frankly, since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic back in March of 2020. And we do expect there to be a heavy demand for driver's licenses and ID cards. But this is a great opportunity to remind your listeners that Secretary White did extend expiration dates for driver's licenses and ID cards until March 31st of 2022. So if your current card is expired on its face or if it's going to expire soon, it's actually valid until the end of March. So there is some time to renew those documents. We don't want people to feel they have to rush out to a facility.
Right. I think most people are good with that, but people kind of get panicked when they know they have to travel and that might be their only ID and they worry about what will happen in another state when they show it. Is that an issue?
We do know from TSA that they will accept a driver's license that's up to 1 year expired. We've confirmed that with the TSA for airline purposes. So in that regard, people should be fine. But I do understand if, for instance, you're going somewhere to a different state and you're going to rent a car or something of that nature, we would recommend that you just contact the agency in advance and make sure that they're okay if you have a driver's license that shows it's expired on its face, even though Illinois allows it to be valid until the end of March of this year.
Ryan Burrow just walked in because he's got a question. I live for questions like this because it's a personal experience and something that's got to be solved.
Well, one of the questions that I've got is, you know, now that the offices are open, I'm clicking on the appointment locations. There are ones in Aurora and Des Plaines and Lake Zurich. But when you click on to make an appointment, I don't see really an opportunity to get an appointment in. Are you guys still sifting through all that, or is everything already booked up?
No, appointments will be made available. Appointment slots will be made available again tomorrow morning, since those facilities have not yet reopened. So tomorrow morning, the 16 Chicagoland driver services facilities that are appointment-based facilities will be accepting appointments, both online and by phone.
Is that going to be kind of a free-for-all then, first come, first serve, or is there going to be any kind of order to how those appointments are divvied up?
Generally, it's first come, first serve, just like it would be for any other type of service. But what we like to remind people is that every morning we open up a whole new bank of appointments at each of those appointment-based facilities. And we do have Chicagoland facilities that are purely walk-ins. The James R. Thompson Center, for instance, is a walk-in facility. And Secretary White wanted to allow people to have access to walk-in facilities if they felt like they needed to conduct their business that exact day to achieve whatever transaction it is they wish to do.
You know what? I was 80th in line one morning at 8:30 for that very office, and people were like, "Don't worry, it goes quick, don't worry." And I was surprised because normally you would find people very angry in that situation. But applause to your employees there because they do move people through fast, and it's been a stressful time for them as well. Lori is on the phone from Lyons, and we're going to address her question about how to get a driver's license replacement. Let me see if she's available. Lori, what is your question? We're talking to Henry Haught. He is the spokesperson for the Secretary of State's office. He can answer it for you.
Hi, Henry. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
I was wondering how I would go about to get a duplicate driver's license. I've lost mine.
That's an outstanding question.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question because that's a service that we offer online. So you don't necessarily have to come into a facility. You can do it online. So if you just go to our website, ilsos.gov, you should be able to just look for a duplicate driver's license, and it's under online services. It's actually the fourth prompt.
Also a question from 630. I currently have vanity plates, but I no longer want to pay the excess fees and want standard plates. How do I go about doing that?
that might be best to have a conversation with the person. If you don't mind, if they have a phone number, we can reach out to them and help them change their license plates from a vanity to a standard plate.
That is very gracious that you would take a phone number and actually call one of our listeners back. Thank you for that.
Also, oh, absolutely.
630 asks, what is the deadline date for the national ID now?
That's also a great question. The national Real ID deadline has been moved to May 3rd of 2023. So May 3rd of 2023, and that announcement was made by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security last year, in large part because of the ongoing pandemic and how it's impacted driver's license issuing agencies around the country. So what that means is your current driver's license is valid, whether it's Real ID compliant or not, for domestic airline travel until May of 2023.
You know, Henry, the offices went dark for, what, 2-3 weeks there. How are you guys doing with COVID cases? I know that was one of the reasons they shut it down was, you know, to keep your employees safe. What are you hearing right now as far as with the reopening going? Are you going to be staffed well enough to handle what's probably going to be a surge over the next couple of weeks of people coming into the offices?
Yes, I like to say that we're reflective of the state and country as a whole, essentially. We're an office with 130 branches, essentially, driver's license facilities, and we have approximately 3,500 employees at those facilities as well as other administrative offices. And so, like the rest of the state, you know, we've encountered COVID-19 among our work population also. That definitely factored into Secretary White's decision to pause in-person services for a 3-week period beginning January 3rd and, of course, resuming today and tomorrow for Tuesday through Saturday facilities. This pause has been helpful, and we feel that it will definitely assist us in being able to serve our customers, those who must visit the facility for face-to-face transactions, and to do so safely. And that ultimately is Secretary White's top priority, is making sure that the public and the employees are safe. So we will continue to require everyone wear masks. We will continue to enforce social distancing procedures and all of the other procedures that we developed in working with CDC and the Illinois Department of Public Health.
Henry, we appreciate you joining us this afternoon on Chicago's Afternoon News, and I'm going to head over to the newsroom, the Northwestern Medicine newsroom. Steve Bertrand has the news, but will you hang on 1 second, because one question I do want answered, and you can give it to me on the phone and I'll share it with our audience just after 3, is about the condition of Illinois license plates and what you do when your numbers are no longer visible.
Got it.
So, hang on, and we'll get you that answer just after 3, and Steve has your news next on 720 WGN. So I did just hear from Henry Haught. He is a spokesperson for the Secretary of State. Remember, toward the end of his conversation, we were tossing it to Steve Bertrand in the newsroom, but we were talking about those plates. Have you seen the Illinois plates where all the paint comes off or they're rusted? You can't even really read the number on the plate. That's what I wanted him to address, and he said it's been a 10-year program. They're about 4 years into it, so within the next 5 years, they should be caught up in replacing all of these old plates. Oldest plates will be replaced first. But if your plate is in the condition that my plate is, where you can barely read the numbers because all the paint has chipped off or it's rusted, he said if it is difficult to read, they want it replaced right now. Because obviously, for law enforcement reasons, you need to be able to read the plate. So here's the phone number. You got a pen? And of course, you can always text us and we'll text you back if you don't get it. But if you have a plate in that condition, the Secretary of State's office wants it replaced. And the number is 800-252-8980.